A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Words appear over a manicured football field, Brooklyn, New York. Girls bundled in jackets warm up on the track around the field.
Ready? Goodbye.
The girls take off in a sprint around the track.
Good.
Run through the line. Run through the line.
Stay in there.
Let's go. Come on, ladies. Stick to the line. Stick.
A woman times a girl with short cropped hair as she crosses the finish line. The girl bends over to catch her breath and sits on the track.
Why are you sitting on the ground?
Now, in a meet, the same girl with cropped hair jumps a hurdle.
On the track, it's easy to see the Shepherd sisters are special. All junior Olympians who found almost instant success when a babysitter signed them up for a track meet on a whim.
A Netflix original documentary, The Shepherd Sisters Skip on the Track.
They never ran before.
You had no idea they were athletes?
No, not at all. I knew they liked to jump around and act crazy like kids, but that's all that there was room to do.
A Sant and USAN production, Girls Warm Up on the Field. Executive producer Sam Pollard. Producers Anita Riehoff-Larson. Tone Grothwart Glenn. Now a clip from The View.
Welcome, Coach Jean Bell, Tanya Handy, and her three junior Olympians.
The sisters sit on the couch.
So let me ask you, what's the toughest part about living at the homeless shelter for you?
Well, I have no privacy, and I'm not allowed to have any of my friends over.
Good morning, Ray.
Last September, they lost their apartment when mom just couldn't keep up with rising rent. But for her girls, athletic scholarships may be their way out.
So Sports Illustrated contacted you girls to tell you that all three of you have been named Sports Illustrated Kids of the Year.
A Sports Illustrated cover featuring the sisters fills the screen behind them. Now clips of the girls running meets. Oh,
we are self-control. We work hard and we work hard every day.
In a gym.
Up and down.
On a podium, the youngest sister receives a medal. Now the eldest sister poses with a black dress.
We are truly honored.
What do you guys want to be when you grow up?
I actually want to be a math teacher or a judge.
I want to be a lawyer and a judge.
They have hopes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ty, Wayne, and Brooke Shepherd.
We are truly honored to be named Sports Illustrated Kids of the Year. Thank you.
Their mother, Tanya, claps as they accept the award and again as they run in a meet. Written and directed by Corinne Vanderborch, Tone Grothwart Glenn. The track fades to a pink background. A title appears, Sisters on Track, in a hair and makeup room.
My goodness, look at all this beauty going on.
A woman applies makeup on the youngest sister, Brooke, 9.
Mommy, I wonder what they're going to do to your hair this time.
Rain wiggles her eyebrows.
It's been what? Last time I saw you guys was it November or December?
Mm-hmm. November.
It was November.
Yeah.
That comes an extra pound of confidence.
Words appear over a control room. Still living in the homeless shelter, the family is invited back on The View for a big surprise from Tyler Perry's foundation.
Tanya, Tyler said he's going to find you and your girls a place to live and pay your rent for the next 2 years.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Are you kidding me?
That's from Tyler.
Backstage, Tanya embraces her daughters and host, Whoopi Goldberg. The eldest sister, Ty, stares with her mouth agape. Back on stage, the family beams before the hosts.
Tyler reached out to us after y'all were on the show. Tell us what happened.
Oh, we were so happy and so grateful to hear. I knew that it was going to be a better life for us. And with this new apartment, this is definitely a jump start in the right direction. Oh. I'm so grateful.
Now, Tanya, you and the girls say that you've learned a lot from your time at the homeless shelter. What do you mean by that?
Yes, I learned that you just can't judge a book by its cover. There's a lot of women and children in there who's working hard to get out mm-hmm. of the shelter. And they, you know, just regular folks like you and I, it's just that we just had so much help from so many people, loving, caring people.
Yeah.
Well, Tanya, here's a look at your apartment. So let's check it out.
A screen displays a view of an elegant bedroom, and Tanya clutches her chest. The view moves into a second bedroom with three neatly made beds. On stage, the sisters shake excitedly. Later, the family crowds around the apartment door, Bedford Stuyvesant, Brooklyn.
Mommy, look!
Wait, ready, guys? Close your eyes. One,
two. They weren't lying. I thought it was just a photograph.
Look!
look, Coach Carroll.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Look at this. Oh, we're going to get some homework done. Hey.
Look at Mommy's room.
I never framed this picture before, and now it's framed.
It's just so gorgeous.
It's just so everything. Look how many pillows.
Tanya follows Brooke into the girls' room.
Oh, my gosh. Look what Mr. Perry did. Oh, you guys have an award shelf.
This is amazing.
It feels good.
The girls lounge on their beds.
I like it.
Look at our room.
An aerial view of New York packed tightly with brick buildings and trees, spring 2017. A view through a window shows a fire escape, now inside the girls' bedroom. The view moves over a shelf adorned with medals and trophies to the girls in their beds. Rain and Brooke sleep under pink and green comforters while Ty stretches sleepily.
Bye, guys. Be good.
Let's load it, and then Coach Michelle's coming to get you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Sweet Mama's not up yet? Her little booty. She's so cute.
Hey, baby,
be good, okay? You've been good. Miss Mildred?
They were in the shelter for almost 2 years, which, you know, that's my fault. They had nothing to do with that. But they handled it like champions.
I love you, girls. Be good, yeah?
They're strong little girls.
Brooke eases to the edge of the top bunk and jumps to the ground. In the kitchen, Ty cooks breakfast.
Found a girl and you're married now.
I want to become an Olympian.
Ty organizes her room.
And then I want to also become a biochemist and possibly find a cure for cancer. I want to do something to change the world.
Rain sits on the bedroom floor eating cereal.
No, up you go. Rain, you go walk. Rain, would you like to water the plants?
No.
Well, can you do it, please?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Rain lies back, scrolling through her phone.
My sisters are very, very annoying, as sisters should be, I guess. But they also help me. They tell me when I'm wrong, tell me when I'm right, and they're just awesome.
Brooke fidgets with glow sticks.
In the shelter, I thought it was all over. I thought we were just going to, like, be homeless for the rest of our life. I guess that was, like, in the beginning when we first moved there. Because I think that shelter was the worst shelter we've been in. And we've only been in two. We've been in a motel with only two beds. Like, literally, like, the size of this living room. Felt like it, yeah. And I thought, it's over. We're going to stay homeless the rest of our lives. In school, I started, like, failing. Not failing, but, like, I started blacking. It was harder to learn. It was harder to talk to my friends. I would just think about what might happen if the rest of my life is like this.
What did your mom tell you?
She told us not to give up on her. In the future, I want my mom to have her dream job. And I hope Rain breaks 5 track records. I hope Ty will be like the next Beyonce, you know?
Ty brushes her hair.
I want to be an artist and a track runner. Both.
In a gym, girls run around an upper-level track. Words appear. Junis Track Club, Brooklyn. A young girl sprints around the track with a baton, while her teammates cheer her on. Coach Jean watches.
Listen! Hello! Those sticks were terrible. Terrible!
Terrible!
Rain, you were standing here to get the stick. Where did you get the stick at?
Right there.
Right there. Right there. She had to slow down to give the, and she's like this, trying to get you the stick, because you're standing there like the Statue of freaking Liberty. You have to move, and that's something that you learn where? At practice, yes, that's why it's called practice, yay! For Venetia, she's so smart. You have to pull your girl through the zone. That will encourage the girl to run harder at the end of the race. Make sure you are standing with your left hand in a V. V, V.
The girls hold up their hands, forming Vs.
How would the girls describe me? Mean, nice, loud. Okay, look behind you to see who you are passing. Caring, fun, scary. I think that's some of the words they would use. Okay, everybody move down here. Now let's try this again. The shepherds are a special case. 7 months after they started with me, they lost their apartment, and I was shocked. And I knew that I had to try to help, and I didn't know how. But I've been learning a lot since then. Got it. Right there. I grew up in the projects, and I always said to myself, I'm not always going to live in the projects. I'm not.
Jean watches girls run in practice.
For me, I always felt like I can do whatever I put my mind to. I can do whatever I want. These girls have to have that same feeling that they can do whatever they want to do. But they have to understand that education is the key. And that's the only way they're going to make it. Okay, jog off 2 laps and then report for donuts.
The team leaves the track later in a parents' meeting.
This is the hardest working team on the East Coast. I'm telling you right now, you are not going to find a harder working team than this team. Some of you, your daughters may not make it, because this is like you getting out of high school and applying to Harvard and not getting in, but maybe you could go to Penn State. It's still a good school. Parents are responsible for submitting a copy of their daughter's report cards to the coaches and staying on top of their grades, because the object of the team is to get them an athletic scholarship so that they can go off to college and you don't have to put out money. That is the goal. If you want your daughter to go to the Olympics, then you're in the wrong place. Higher education is our ultimate goal. Recently, we have come into some grants that have been awarded to us and some gifts because we had 3 super athletes on the team who were named Sports Illustrated Kids of the Year. That's their mother, Tanya Handy, right there.
Tanya pumps her fist.
Guys, now you gotta get your daughters to running.
A street sign reads DeKalb Avenue.
I've been almost 4 years on this job. I'm now getting minimum wage. I'm looking at the interviews I'm going on and the pay, and if I had one of these jobs, it wouldn't be this bad. I'm getting paid literally now minimum wage, now that minimum wage is $10.50. That's what I'm getting where I'm working.
Tanya sits on the subway and shakes her head.
You know, I've been on a couple of interviews in the last few months, I should say, and I haven't gotten a better job.
She scans a card and passes through metro gates.
I don't want to be too nervous at the interview. I really don't. I want to be more relaxed, you know?
She strolls through the metro station.
Right now, with Mr. Perry paying the rent, it's just basically I'm putting it in savings. And so when it's done, I'll have to pay my own rent. So a lot of things will be, I guess, cut in half.
She sits on the moving subway.
In order for me to save the way I would like to, I would have to get a better job, maybe go back to school.
Tanya bites her lip contemplatively.
I'll just save what I can.
She presses her lips together. Now girls train on a football field, kicking their feet up.
Right, left, right, left, right, left. There are people here who do not have their grades together. If your grades are not together, then you are going to be sat down for the season until you get your grades together.
The team warms up. Nearby, a woman stands with Rain, Coach Carell, Jean's sister.
Did you get a message to call me?
Yeah, I forgot. My mom told me today.
You forgot?
Carell points to a paper.
Mr. Joseph?
Mm-hmm.
74. Okay. That's not terrible grades, Rain. This is what's not good. Because you're talking too much in class.
Get out of lane two.
Missing work. All that's unacceptable. That means you don't want to run. Right?
Rain shakes her head.
You don't want to run? then you better show. We're not here playing games, Rain. The next step is you'll be out for the season. Do you hear me?
Rain nods.
So you better let this be a lesson.
When to go, when to go.
And getting humble. Because if this is too much for you, then you'll just do school. That's the most important thing. Do you hear me?
Rain wipes away a tear.
Yeah, it hurts not to be out here, right?
Rain nods and Carell folds up the paper.
Is this mine or yours?
You can have it.
Okay.
Rain takes a binder from another coach and trudges across the track.
No training, no running.
3:41.
Rain does homework on a bleacher beside a girl in a black jacket.
There's a 3.
Maya, Rain's best friend.
Why does our teacher give me so much homework?
Well, this one is easy homework. Usually he gives me hard homework.
My homework was easy.
Ty and Brooke stretch together on the track. Words appear over a football field. Summer 2017. Girls race in a meet.
Girls are always the same. Girls start out sweet. They turn a little crazy when they're 13, 14, and 15, and then they come to their senses with my help.
Jean smiles. The pink and white banner reads Juness Track Club.
Juness means to me promise and hope for the future for our kids, a peace of mind for myself.
Girls line up on a track for a meet.
On your mark.
The girls take off in a sprint.
When I started the team, I was just coaching, but after a while, I realized that when girls got older, they would say, oh, that was the greatest experience of my life. So I realized that there was more going on.
You were good today, Brookie.
That's why I'm saving it.
Sonic.
What's at stake is their whole life and where they go with it. Stay off the streets, stay away from drugs, stay away from teen pregnancy, and it's an everyday struggle. The most important thing I give the girls is a sense of empowerment. They get that by being part of something bigger than themselves and setting goals and reaching those goals and not taking no for an answer.
The team photo.
And that will take them far.
A plane soars over the track. Now the Shepherd sisters and Jean listen to music on a dimly lit plane.
Ooh, it's got feeling.
You know the song? Oh, gosh.
It was a movie.
The place is...
Later, they collect their luggage.
When they first came on the team, they were a hot mess.
The sisters pose in the airport.
They didn't know anything about track. And it's good that we got a chance to come here just to broaden their horizons so they can see that there's a whole world out there and they can be part of it.
Brooke gazes at a track. Now the sisters and Jean fall into an elevator. Brooke and Rain jump up and down.
I'm going to have to cool. Okay, keep it quiet. We're in the hallway. Try not to break the camera.
Jean casts a look over her shoulder at the camera in a hotel room.
There's something going on up here.
Acne?
No. It's dryness.
Ty gazes out the window at a city view.
I had no thought of doing track. And here I am.
She beams. Later on a sunny day, a crowd gathers in a parking lot.
The AAU Junior Olympic Nationals is a national meet with athletes from all over the country. A portion of the girls on the team did qualify to get to the national meet, and they're all very excited. It's a really big deal because you know that you're going to be on a national stage running against the top athletes in the country.
Detroit, Michigan. Female runners line up. On the bleachers, Ty takes a swig from a sports drink. Jean imitates pumping her arms. Words appear, 80-meter hurdles finals, Ty. Jean and Rain watch Ty and the runners leap over the hurdles.
12:66.
Is that fast?
Yes. Yay, Ty. She was excellent, wasn't she?
Later, Ty stands on a podium.
Second place from Brooklyn, New York, with a time of 12:66. Ty Shepherd.
Yes. Yeah.
A woman slips a medal over Ty's neck.
Ty is a great athlete. She has so much potential, and not just on the track.
Ty high-fives her mother as Brooke stands with other runners.
Brooke is the youngest of the three, and she has big shoes to fill. She's just finding that now.
Words appear over the runners. 1,500 meter finals, Brooke. The runners get set.
We're at 5:35 now.
Brooke, in a pink and purple uniform, takes the lead. Other runners close in on her. Jean times Brooke from the bleachers.
Yo, Brooke ran a 5:13. She ran a 5:13.
That was excellent. She was excellent.
In fourth place for Brooke from New York, Brooke Shepard.
Brooke beams as she receives a medal on a podium.
Rain is here with high expectations. She won a gold medal and came in first place last year, but unfortunately, she had some setbacks, so we'll see.
Rain stretches on the track. Words appear. 1,500 meter finals, Rain.
Hold your marks.
Runners get set.
Did what she could.
Jean nods tightly and then gives a small shake of her head.
4:55.
Good try. Yeah, it was a good try. Be better next year.
You know, maybe she doesn't have to take several weeks off because her grades suck.
In fourth place from Brooklyn, New York, Rain Shepherd.
Rain wears a tight expression as she receives her medal, then gives a smile. Later, Jean strokes her hair.
You were good, Pumpkin.
Jean and Rain embrace.
You were good. You did your best, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what the difference is between where you could have been this year? What happened in the beginning of the season?
Got bad dreams.
Yeah. It all comes back to haunt you. And then on top of that, you got an injury, and that, you know, all played a part. But you got to remember that for next year, right? You didn't win, but you got a medal. You were great.
Thank you.
Good. Good job.
Brooke hugs Rain and kisses her cheek. Rain grins and high-fives the male coach. Later at the airport, Brooke rests her head on her duffel bag.
You all right, Brooklyn?
She nods sleepily. Ty leans on Jean's arm.
This is it for you? Lights out?
No. My mouth just can't stop talking.
I noticed.
Jean rubs Ty's back. The three Shepherd sisters sit around Jean, their heads on their duffel bags. Jean dozes off with them.
Look at my mom! Look at my mom!
Now Tanya and the Shepherd sisters gather inside a burger joint at night. Tanya embraces a bespectacled woman, grinning. Tanya wears a name tag which reads, New York Presbyterian Administrative Services.
We are celebrating so many things. It's Sharon's birthday. Sharon is the woman who took Ty, Rain, and Brooke and got them into races, and that's how the coach found them. Yeah. And that's what we're celebrating. Of course, along with my fabulous job.
Your new job and my birthday.
Exactly. Perfect.
Words appear over a snowy street, winter 2017, in the apartment.
I got one. Oh my gosh, it's so cold.
A view through the window shows snow falling in the night. Rain does homework on her bed, and Brooke combs her hair.
Want to say something?
Brooke pulls out a box from under a bench in her mother's room and sifts through photographs.
This is me and my brother.
She holds up side-by-side photos of a smiling young boy and herself at the same age. She lowers the pictures and gazes at them.
We look alike.
How old is Kamau?
Would have been.
He would have been 22. He would have been 22.
On the 26th of this year.
Brooke glances up from the photos.
He died.
She packs the photos away and gingerly tucks the box under the bench.
He went to a party. He got shot. I really miss him.
Brooke presses her lips together. Meanwhile, Rain washes her track uniform in the sink.
I see the way that you look when you hear his name. I see his picture up in your brain.
And even if you still had me, you still missing, but it's all okay.
Tanya packs a drawstring bag on her bed.
That's Brooke, because she's not running tomorrow.
She sets the bag aside and folds a uniform.
This is Ty. That's my son, Kamau. He's no longer with us.
Looks like you, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have these brown eyes that go from brown to hazel, and Brooke and Kamau were the only ones with my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was my male twin, I guess. Yeah.
She takes a sip from a flowery mug.
Mm-hmm.
She nods.
He was their babysitter so I can go to the gym. Mm-hmm. And do things.
She scratches the back of her head.
Mm-hmm.
She turns to his framed photo on the wall.
So I always tell the girls they're just like little good luck charms. Yeah, because I think if it wasn't for them, you know, doing what they do best. Yep.
She swallows tightly and drinks from her mug.
One thing this holiday.
In the bathroom.
I want more than anything. Is to spend Christmas with the ones I love. More than anything.
Rain rinses her uniform. Later, Jean and Corell enter the apartment. Jean, Corell, and Tanya move a bookshelf. Later, Rain and Jean decorate a Christmas tree.
Ooh, this is cool.
They string glittering lights around the tree.
I like this.
I don't know whose feet is bigger, Ty's or Santa's.
I'm sure it's Ty's.
Yeah, me too.
Ooh, this is a nice ornament.
That's gorgeous.
Ty stretches to put a red star atop the tree.
Wait, so how does this go on?
Light shines through the star topper. Tanya unwraps a present.
Glad you can have Christmas in your own house this year.
An ornament.
Tanya, Ty, Rain, brother.
Oh my gosh.
Why do I have to be last?
Wow.
The door-shaped ornament hangs on the tree. Later.
So, I just got this camera and I'm very excited about it. Christmas was 2 days ago. It's the 27th now. Tomorrow is my sister Rain's birthday, December 28th.
My sunshine and glue. You're sweet and amazing and keeps it brand new. You're always so relaxed. I can learn from you.
Rain, how do you feel? You're 13.
Yeah, Rain, how do you feel? You're
13.
A happy birthday, 13 Raindrop.
A pink cake.
When did you get this? Before, after, I'm yelling at you all day.
It is so good.
Yeah, it is good.
A school bulletin board displays biographies of four black scientists.
All right, ladies, with the exception of Ty, it is lunchtime. I don't want you to miss lunch. All right?
Miss Urapuyo.
Ty, why weren't you in school yesterday?
Oh, I was cleaning. That's it.
You were cleaning, so you didn't come to school yesterday.
Mm-hmm, that's it. I just cleaned the whole house. That
so
took, like,
what
hours.
Did you miss as a result of staying home?
Nothing. Because I already know what we're doing.
I could pull up your progress report.
Oh, sure.
How do you think you're doing? Math, we have an 80. Great science grade, fabulous art grade.
That's because I finished the project. Let's see.
I got my tax test results back. I did okay.
Yeah, you did pretty good.
I got 900-something in ELA, and rest was 800.
That's awesome. How that works, too, is you can get money for how you test.
I can get money?
Scholarship money that goes towards your tuition, because if you're going to a private school or a Catholic school, you're paying tuition.
Oh. Ty bites her lip.
And you can also get a full ride. That means you don't pay anything to go there. They can offer you a full ride. They'll say you don't need to pay anything to come here.
Really?
But you have to do track for all 4 years.
Oh, well, yeah.
So the goal would be to find schools where you could potentially get a full ride.
Definitely.
That also means to keep those grades up.
And have a good attendance.
You have to be at school.
I know, I'll be
at
school.
To tie it back to what happened, to make it go all the way around, you have to be at school. So getting into the habit of, I know that my attendance matters. All of those skills start now.
Ty smiles, revealing braces. Later at practice.
Okay, listen. Okay,
Okay, does everybody know where their quads are?
Yes.
It's supposed to build up your hip flexor and your quads. Legs up and kick. Kick. I'm hearing too much noise. Kick and kick and kick and kick. Turn around other side and kick and kick.
Ty is bursting with all kinds of talent, and not just on the track. She's super, super smart, and it's just a matter of funneling all that energy in the right direction.
And kick, and kick, and kick. It's what you need. Right now, all they want to do is run, they want to train, they're really committed to it, but, you know, puberty can cause that to change in a heartbeat. And kick. And kick.
At home, Ty and her sisters dance in the living room. Ty and Rain have purple and pink strands woven into their braids. Ty mouths the lyrics to the song. Ty and Rain follow the choreography of a dance video game on the TV. Later, Brooke sits on a stool in the living room as Tanya does her hair.
My mom was in hands-on with me. I never met my biological father. No. And I met my biological mom now. I met her a couple of times.
Tanya's lips form a tight line.
She didn't want to take you back?
Well, I was older when... I was your age when I met her.
Yeah, she didn't want to take you back?
Well, would you want to leave me if you found out that I was not your real mom and you came across your real mother? At this point, would you want to leave me?
Oh, no.
All right, then.
She works the comb through Brooke's hair.
Wait, you are my real mom.
I said if.
You would never leave me. What?
No.
In their room, Ty examines her reflection.
I was busy thinking about boys.
A balloon in their room reads, Happy Valentine's Day. Rain sleeps on the top bunk.
What are you doing in bed? You know what time it is?
Ty shakes her awake.
Why do I also unravel the blankets on me?
In the bathroom.
See, you put too much gel. That's why you're making my acne grow bigger.
I don't put too much gel.
Yes, you do. I can feel it.
I don't care. Like, I can do those edges in my sleep.
Rain fixes Ty's hair.
It's business day. I think you could be
a lawyer.
Ty smiles at her reflection.
No. Lawyers don't wear those colors.
Lawyers can wear whatever they want.
Mm.
Well, in suits.
But they choose to look very professional.
This is professional.
Mm-hmm.
That's mine.
No.
Give me Ty.
She throws a brush.
Ouch!
Give me Ty.
Why?
Before I mess up your edges.
Let me have it.
It's mine.
I was using it. Okay, so let me have it. We'll talk about it later.
Where's your hat at?
Now, on a sidewalk.
My hair. Can't do this to me. Ty, you just got over something. Here.
Ty writes in a notebook at school wearing a skirt and velvet blazer.
Twix. Kissed me on Friday. Twix kissed me on Friday. Yeah, and it was like, there was this whole story where in the staircase, his bag broke. And then I was fixing it, right? And then he took my chain and he kissed me. And I went upstairs, and then he was doing it again. But this time it was, like, long. But then we kept hearing people, so we just stopped.
In art class, Ty draws eyes. In another class, she stretches her hand into the air.
He was banned when he refused to fight for his country.
She writes in her notebook, and a classmate whispers in her ear. Later...
She's changing from a young girl to a young woman. Puberty is a stage of life everyone goes through. Hair will begin to grow in your pubic area, under your arms, and on your legs. These changes are triggered by chemicals in your body called hormones.
Okay, so one of the changes that's going to happen to you very soon is called menstruation.
Junis Track Club health class.
Everybody know where their vagina is? Point in that direction.
One would hope.
Yeah. Another thing that you can use for your period is called a tampon.
Yes, Brooke.
Doesn't it go up?
Yes, I'm getting ready to tell you. So you put it at the bottom of your vagina, okay? And when you're ready to change it, you go to the bathroom, squat over the toilet, pull this out. If you're an athlete, it's easier to use, easier to get rid of, and just easier to take. Anybody have any questions about
Yes, Brooke, of course.
Don't you have like three holes?
You have three holes.
Yeah, which one do you put it in?
You put it in the middle one. The only one it can go in. Yeah. You can't go in your butthole because that's where your poo-poo comes out. Okay, so you do have three holes down there. One you pee out of. Then there's a bigger hole. And then there's your butthole.
Jean draws a diagram.
Don't put anything up in there. That's just for things to come out. This is too little for things to go in. There's only one hole where things can actually go up in there. And that's where your tampon goes, where the baby comes out, where the sperm goes in. A lot of things go on with that hole.
Brooke covers her mouth.
That's the middle hole. As these changes start to occur, not only will boys look at you differently, but men will look at you differently.
She locks eyes with the girls.
And they'll do things that make you uncomfortable, and when they do, you come to me. Okay? Does everybody understand that? Okay.
Golden leaves dress a tree, fall 2018.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Hi, girls.
13.
Hi, sweetie pie. I missed you.
Sue, I made you something from camp.
Oh, yeah?
I think it'll go on your keychain.
Girls stretch.
So, your mother took you for an MRI?
That's an X-ray, right?
You saw it like an X-ray. What did they say about it?
The bone right here is like separated from my knee.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that.
It's a growing thing, right? Because I see you're taller than me now.
Yes, I am.
Yes, and that wasn't the way it was at the beginning of the summer.
I was going to be taller than you.
You did. I didn't think you were going to grow. I thought you were going to be shorty doo-wop.
Well.
Now, what did he say you have to do? Yeah. Did they give you exercises or are you going to PT?
They give me exercises and I'm going to PT. And I feel like I'm going to be so out of shape when I start running again. Forever out of shape.
No, not forever, because you're so young. But first, we got to get you well again.
Yeah.
You're going to miss out cross-country season, but...
That's my...
I know, your best season. But I'd rather you miss out one cross-country season and run through your 20s than try to keep running on it. And when you come back, you're going to be ready. I'm not going to put you out there until you're ready. Don't worry.
Okay.
I missed you.
Jean and Rain hug.
Okay. Can you stay over here and help us with some of these kids? Show them how to do the exercises correctly.
Yeah, this is good. Get out of the way, Joe.
Thank you.
Brooke crosses the finish line in practice and lifts her arms over her head.
Can I do it?
Rain stands with a young girl.
The other one. This one goes up while that one goes up. Ready? Okay, like this.
Rain demonstrates.
Other one. I put it down. I lift the other one up. And now jump. Yeah, like that.
621.
There's a good side and a bad side to it. I could focus on my schoolwork, like only my schoolwork.
Rain sits on a bleacher.
I'll be going to high school.
And I'll have to do a lot more work than I did in middle school. And it's going to be hard, I know that. But I know if I don't work hard, then I'll be regretting every one of my decisions.
Rain takes notes at school. Words appear. Rain and Ty start 8th grade, their final year of middle school.
You caught me.
In another classroom, Ty plays with her hair. Later, she looks across the room at a boy in a hoodie.
Joshua, I heard what Kaden asked you.
Joshua types on his computer.
You hear me?
Nearby, a girl sucks helium from a balloon.
Excuse me, I cannot hear Taylor.
There's other people that's talking too.
In the hallway.
Okay.
A sign on a door reads Math Rally, with Ty's name listed underneath. Ty works silently at a desk while Joshua sits nearby. Later.
First of all,
it'll say what?
Because you know, we were talking about high school, right? And I said I was going to miss him. So I hugged Levon and Aki. And then, because I said, oh, I'm going to miss you guys. And then he got mad. He was like, oh, wow. And then.
So you missed, you're going to miss him too?
I did. And he was like, fake hug. I need to talk to you.
Why?
Because it's important.
What?
Is he mad at me?
Who?
Joshua. So why isn't he talking to me?
He don't want to.
What do you mean he don't want to? What do you mean he doesn't
I don't
want
know
to?
Why he don't.
Ty watches Joshua play basketball.
I am so obsessed.
I'm not obsessed.
Ty starts to drift towards the court, but her friends pull her back.
Far away.
Give him some space, bro.
He needs space from you,
He's
literally.
Supposed to think of you as clingy and so exactly.
Oh.
Joshua watches Ty leave with her friends. A moment later, she sprints along the court, her friends pursuing her. Later at practice, the team gathers around girls in a rock, paper, scissors battle. Jean and Carell stand off to the side.
Ty, we need to speak to you over here. Do you know what we want to speak to you about?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
About what?
About my behavior.
Specifically what?
Me throwing a crayon at my teacher.
What happened?
She went around the class embarrassing me, saying that my question was wrong.
So how was that embarrassing you, that you had a question wrong?
Because she went around the class she went around the class and told people that I got it wrong, and then of course Aliana said I was stupid, and the whole class laughed.
Okay, but I know it's not.
And then what happened?
Then I threw a crayon at her.
Okay, if I'm a teacher, don't tell me what you didn't mean. If I'm a teacher and I'm sitting here, how far were you from her?
A little behind the window.
And it hit her?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
On the knee.
Okay. If you had thrown that crayon and it hit her in the eye, you wouldn't be here. Because there's a place for kids who do that. You have a right to get angry. Everybody does. It's how you deal with it. And I know that you don't always deal with your anger in the correct way. Because at no point in your life should you ever attempt to assault a teacher or anybody else. I have a school full of students who have assaulted an adult, and they got labeled, and they got put there.
And now you're one of them. Is that what you want for yourself? We're so disappointed in you. We're so disappointed. And we talked it over, and we decided that we're going to give you consequences here, even if you don't have consequences at school. So you're going to be suspended from the team for a while. You'll be able to come back outdoor season, but your indoor season is done. You understand?
Tears streak Ty's cheeks.
Yes, okay. Put your stuff on.
Ty stands and walks towards her things. She sits with her head pressed to her knees as her teammates practice on the indoor track. After practice, a teammate bends over her and offers her a hug. Snow drifts onto a gray track as a train moves in the background. Winter 2018. Ty films herself in her apartment.
I'm sitting here. What else can I do? But you know what I usually like to do when I'm by myself?
Ty points her camera to the window.
I love looking at nature. And I like how the sun hits the snow. It glimmers sometimes. It looks really pretty. But most of the time, I'm just here.
Her eyes roam the room.
Being annoyed by my sisters and mom sometimes.
She shrugs.
Just never get to do anything. My life's simple. Go to school, swim track, go home, get ready for the next day. And now that I have nothing to do, like, now that I don't have a phone or anything.
She shakes her head.
What am I gonna do? My life sucks right now. It sucks.
A woman washes Tanya's hair in a sink.
How you feeling, Tanya?
Oh, so good. Just knowing what's about to happen, I'm feeling good.
3 times I've been in a relationship and lost myself in it. The reason I will not do it with these girls is because I know I will lose myself in it.
She lifts her hands.
I know I will.
Yes, you may attract some of the same things,
mm-hmm.
but your tolerance level change.
Not
it
mine.
Does. Yes, it would, Tanya.
I'm not going there because I know that's my weakness. That's why I'm single. I'm scared to tread those waters. When I raise these girls and they well on their way, I'll get in a relationship.
Later, Tanya stretches out on her bed.
I just don't want them to see me all blushy-eyed and, you know, like, all in love. I just can't. I've been the strong woman, like, forever in their life. And I think that when I do fall in love, it takes me over. You know, that's why I was never probably good at it. It just takes over. You know, I see it in them, too. They got all my qualities when it comes to love. Oh, disgusting. So I'll wait until they're out the house, you know, so I can have my moment. A big part of me is closed. I fight against that daily, you know. I fight it,
She glances upwards and swallows tightly.
Yeah. I think that, I don't want to be like this. Life has made me like that. Like, the worst has happened. You know, I lost a child. The worst has happened. I think their road is paved in blessings. So I trust that. They are my fresh start. I needed my second chance to be successful. Because I felt I was blessed to be given a second chance.
Mom said that when he died, his soul went into me. She said, I walk like him, I talk like him, I act like him.
I always have to accept the fact that he's in a better place now. And I have to continue with my life. I can't always be sad. I have to be happy and think of him.
Brooke nods. Tanya strokes her daughter's braids.
The decision to raise these three on my own came straight from my experience with an abusive relationship. I got through a lot of things in my life. Some people just don't survive. So I'm just fighting my way out, you know.
Rain ponders in her bedroom.
My mom, she's gone through a lot. And she can share challenges with me and make me realize what type of world I live in and how to deal with it.
In the gym.
When is their apartment payment stop?
And it should be in April.
Maybe he forgot and just keep paying it. That'd be good for her.
She has to learn how to manage her own money.
That's why you need
to speak to her. Yeah. Don't want her to end up back in the shelter. Because that happens so fast for people.
Yeah.
Especially when you have three growing kids.
Yeah.
They need everything.
Carell nods. Later, the Shepherd sisters ice skate. Brooke rams into Ty on the ice, and the two playfully wrestle.
Didn't I say no roughhousing on the ice? You get off.
Brooke releases Ty and tumbles to the ice.
Did you fill out the thing for public high schools?
El Pentagon Specialized High School.
On the subway.
But I have to wait for the results.
When do the results come in?
Like March.
March? I didn't know it was that long.
Yeah.
This is you took the test already?
Ty nods.
How do you think you did?
I think I did good. I answered the question. I answered all the questions.
You did well?
Yeah.
Good. Jean shrugs.
Oh, we'll see. I mean, if you get into a specialized high school, I would want you to go there.
Yeah.
If not, I would want you to go to St. Joseph's.
St. Joseph's?
It's a good school.
Ty shrugs, fighting a smile.
Okay, guys, this is how you do it. You take.
Ty films herself shakily on a camera in her room.
Sit this upright.
What the hell, Ty?
She steadies the camera and points to a pimple on her cheek.
Take two hands. Put them near the pimple. Not on it, but like near it. You're gonna squeeze.
She falls onto her bed in a fit of laughter. Rain snatches the camera and films herself.
I'm gonna sing a song. What song should I sing?
You can never give up, you can reach your goals. Just talk to your soul and say, oh, I will. I know my dreams are real.
Later, Rain runs along a sidewalk.
It's hard to run because you have to meet people's expectations. Even if you're injured, you have to run really fast because if you don't, then everyone looks like they're not proud of you or something. Sometimes any sport is too much pressure for people, so they just don't do sports. I like the adrenaline, but not the pressure.
In a chiropractor's office, Rain lies on a treatment table.
Alrighty. How much pain you got today?
None.
You have that?
Hmm?
No pain?
No.
Knees good?
Yeah.
The doctor adjusts the table.
Straight, up. Beautiful.
The doctor inspects her left knee.
She's a sprinter?
Yes, she's got 5 gold medals. Diane Dixon. All gold.
Really?
Yep.
Ooh.
That's right. Wow.
1975 was the first year for the Colgate Women's Games. And the reason that the Colgate Games started is because back in the 70s, there wasn't a lot of opportunity for female athletes. The boys had everything. What's the big thing about Colgate? Why do we push you so hard? Adelia?
The women get scholarship money.
You get scholarship money for school. How many of you going to college? Absolutely. And even though a full scholarship will go far, you're still going to need incidentals like, oh, wow, they're paying my room and board. I might have to buy books. So that Colgate money can be used towards your books, and then you have extra money. Okay, I received Colgate money for 10 years, the 10 years I ran the Colgate Games. All right, so this weekend, remember, do the best you can. No punks out there, understand?
Yes.
Have a good night.
Girls run on an indoor track. Words appear, Colgate Women's Games Finals.
My coach, Fred Thompson, he started the Colgate Women's Games. It was his idea, really, to put women in the forefront of track and field. He was a pioneer in that respect. He wanted women to get the opportunity to go to college, and through track and field, he did that.
1, 2, 3.
Gymnast!
Oh, God, that never gets old.
The girls disperse.
For me, he was a mentor. Before I met him, I didn't know any black people who were attorneys who had gone to law school. So I got that in my head that that's what I wanted to do.
The team strides onto the track.
I've been a coach for 33 years. But as a career, I'm an administrative law judge. I don't get paid for coaching. My mother told us that we should get an education, we should become something, not exactly knowing how. But at that time, the city universities in New York were free. So I chose to go to law school. And even my father discouraged me because those were opportunities that were never open to him. But I just kept going with what I wanted to do. And eventually, he was so proud of me. So that's what I want for the girls also, those opportunities.
Rain takes her place on the track with other runners, wearing a blue shirt that reads Colgate. Words appear, 1500 meter finals. Last year, Rain placed first. Rain crosses her chest and then gets set. Rain takes off with the other runners sprinting around the track. She comes around a curve leading the pack of runners. A girl with a ponytail runs close behind Rain, and the pair break away from the other runners.
Let's relax.
The runner with a ponytail overtakes Rain.
No run! My hair's all bouncing in Rain State.
Rain keeps up with her sprint, trailing the girl with the ponytail. A sign reads 3 laps to go.
Rain's ready to race.
Jean nods.
Yeah, she's ready to race.
Rain and the other runner are far ahead, 1 lap to go.
She's gonna have to run. Don't wait.
A man rings a bell under the lap sign.
She's gonna start running, Rain. Running right now.
Carell and Jean watch tightly.
You gotta take a deep breath and go, Rain.
Go, Rain.
Don't wait. We gotta be going from there. Rain, stride open.
Rain and the other runner lengthen their strides.
Big!
The pair cross the finish line.
Yeah, she's right there. 4:57.
In the stands, a woman embraces a relieved Tanya. Breathless, Rain glances at the scoreboard. Her name is displayed in second place. She hugs Carell. Rain steps up on a podium and waves. She holds a trophy that reads Mid-School Division, second place, 1,500 meters.
Gonna need that money later to support your coach.
Good tie.
In practice, yeah. The Junis team jump ropes on a road.
There'll be people out there sprinting on you. Quicker, 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 quicker.
Rain came back from an injury, and she's doing very well. There's going to be a lot of coaches looking for them to come to their school. But I want them to go to the best school for them academically.
Rain runs alongside a teammate.
I want to be great. I want to be known. So when I die, I want people to know who Rain Shepherd was.
Ty and Brooke run nearby.
We're the first generation, the OGs, man. The Shepherds are the OGs.
Brooke runs down the road wearing a pink hoodie. Later at a parents' meeting, Tanya and Jean embrace.
Have they gotten back to you from the Calipari Foundation about your rent or anything?
Oh, no.
No, they haven't said anything? Maybe they'll just want to continue that for the rest of your life.
Maybe just forget about it.
Because you think you'll be able to handle the rent?
Yeah, I can do it. I just got to keep saying no to the girls.
Yeah. Call me and I'll say no.
That's basically
it. Yeah, say, okay, wait. Oh, you want so-and-so? Just a minute, let me ask Jean. You're not the only one raising these girls.
The women hug again. Later.
Every year we go to what's called the AAU Junior Olympic Nationals. So if you're looking on this list and you know your daughter has already run this time, there's a good chance that she's going. College coaches go to the Nationals and say, oh, this girl came in third or fourth or fifth in the finals at the Nationals. That's excellent. They give medals to the top eight in each event. Now that seems generous. But when you have 200 people in a 9-year-old 200-meter dash, to come in the top eight is no easy feat. That means that you're in the top eight in the country.
Tanya nods.
Come on, Najia, dig to the line.
At practice.
Dig! You know what dig means? Shama, you ever tell somebody to slow down in my practice again, and you won't be back. Do you understand? Are you crazy?
Ready?
The girls take off in a sprint on the track as the sky darkens above them.
Take your hands out of your pockets.
Ty leads the pack of runners.
Good. From the beginning, Chama. Good.
Jean eyes a runner.
If you stop, go home and don't come back. Thank you.
Later.
So did you hear from any schools yet? The public schools?
I heard from Bedford Academy.
Bedford Academy, that's all?
Yeah.
What specialized high schools did you put down?
Brooklyn Stuyvesant.
Well, Stuyvesant, the results are out.
That means I'm going to make it.
That's what Missy said. She said that only 7 black kids got into Stuyvesant. 395 were accepted. Only 7 black kids.
Jean shakes her head.
So, cross Stuyvesant off your list.
Yeah, well, that's
so, I mean, do you think that going to a regular public high school would be better than going to St. Joseph's, which is a private school?
Well,
you don't know.
By comparison, no.
No.
Like,
I mean, there are some good public schools, of course, but I just think that St. Joseph's is a better bet for you. So we'll just wait and see. I know you're going to do well wherever you go.
Ty and Rain walk down a sidewalk. Words appear. Ty and Rain visit St. Joseph's High School, where the tuition is $7,500 a year per student.
So what are you guys looking for in the high school? Like, what's your number one? Even if that's the food, the basketball, whatever it is, what's your number one?
Food.
Okay. Sports. I'm really impressed with your grades. Like, you guys are, like, 90s or better students. So if you really want to come to the school, just come and have a conversation with me or the principal, and we'll figure something out. But, yeah, that's how usually our application process works.
Later, Ty sits with a student in a classroom.
So you guys, what do you guys talk about?
Like the election. We did a whole cheat on the election.
So wait, so how come we went from the French Revolution to the Industrial Revolution? And the Industrial Revolution is about the South and the North.
Yeah.
That
one. Okay, so we have to...
The sisters mingle with students in a hallway. A sign in the school reads, stay focused on what's important in life. Don't let the crazy stuff distract you. Later, Ty watches an animated video in her room.
I don't want to go to an all-girls school. Girls, they're so dramatic. But boys, sometimes you could just get along really swell sometimes. But sometimes they're just rude and annoying. I guess it's just based on the people. That's why I don't want to go to an all-girls school. But actually, I don't mind St. Joseph's. St. Joseph's will be a really good all-girls school. I want school to have a lot of activities to do, so I can have options. I want to be able to find a hobby or like find something that I would love to do when I leave high school to go to college, so I can already have an idea. Because I don't want to like go to college and not know what to do and then spend extra years there trying to find out. Because I want to have my 4 years in college and then leave and be and then go for my career or be an Olympian.
The glow from a lamp brushes her face. Now girls race around an indoor track. A girl leaps over a bar in a high jump. Ty sits with a teammate admiring a picture of a boy band.
Look at this beautiful face. This is worldwide handsome.
Listen, did your mother tell you that you both got accepted to St. Joseph's?
Yeah.
And you got full scholarships.
What?
Yes.
Full scholarships? Okay, for the whole 4 years?
Yes, based on your excellent grade.
Ty smiles.
This is that quote, when a door opens and lets your future in. This is that door opening, because the next 3 years will determine where you go to college. They only look at your freshman, sophomore, and junior grades.
If we do really good, the freshman, sophomore, and
junior year,
then we won't have to pay for college either.
No, you won't have to pay for college. Full ride we're looking for.
I know.
To a great school.
I'm scared.
You're scared?
Who's scared?
You'll be 3 years older. You won't be scared. You'll be ready to go. You want to get out of Brooklyn and go someplace beautiful and nice?
You can live with me, Ty, if you want to. We have to have a big house.
Ty shakes her head. Later, she sits at home with headphones on, scrolling on an iPad. Brooke, carrying a boom mic and wearing headphones, shushes at the camera and nods at Ty. She slips sneakily into the bedroom and taps the unsuspecting Ty on her shoulder with the mic. Ty glances up, unfazed.
I would like to record my sisters.
Rain records a girl.
Why are you here today?
To celebrate Ty's birthday with her.
What is Ty to you?
My best friend.
Yeah. Ty, your only friend in the Shepherd family?
No.
Who else are your friends?
Geoma, teammate.
Rain and Brooke.
What do you like about the Shepherd family?
Everything.
Like?
They're nice. They're very caring, compassionate.
What high school are you going to?
St. Joseph.
Good job.
Thank you.
So you got a full scholarship for like the full 4 years?
Yeah.
Must be nice.
In her kitchen, Rain nods. A girl joins her, Sariani, Rain's oldest friend.
I know she's happy for me, but you know, you could show it a little more. Yeah. That's okay, no. You can't change it, Sariani.
Okay.
No.
Birthday cake.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ty.
Ty and her teammates dig into the cake. Later, in a Juness track club book club.
Now, on page 11, she said, at Williamson, I don't have to play it cool. I'm cool by default because I'm one of the only black kids there. That means flipping the switch in my brain, so I'm Williamson star. Williamson star doesn't use slang. If a rapper would say it, she doesn't say it, even if her white friends do. Slang makes them cool, but slang makes her what?
Hood,
yes. Basically, William Starr doesn't give anyone a reason to call her ghetto. I can't stand myself for doing it, but I do it anyway. Why do you think she does it anyway? If I put you in an all-white school right now, if you said, Brooke, you dragging it, Brooke. You think your white friends would understand that? I'm weak. You think they would know what the hell you were talking about?
No.
Rain, what about you? If you were in an all-white school, would you act the same way? Would you talk the same way?
Yes. I would still act myself and not like,
Okay, what happens at the end of this chapter, Maya?
Khalil gets shot by the cops.
And how does that happen?
The cops pull
them over. And what does Khalil do?
He moves and they shot him.
Yeah.
Why did he shoot him 3 times?
Because they think black males are, what do you think, Missy?
The danger.
Yeah. Like a lot of people tell me, because, you know, I have two sons. And they say, oh, you don't have to worry because they're smart, they went to college. Is that true?
No.
No. Because do they stop and ask, do you have a college degree? No. They're like, black kids are so this and so that. But if you put them in a certain place and you treat them a certain way, that's all they know. The thug life. You gotta live it to survive where you live. Or you can run track. One or the other.
Rain gazes thoughtfully. Now balloons and a sign reading, congratulations decorate the middle school. Ty sits with Miss Orapullo.
So now it is confirmed St. Joe's is closing. I don't think that Bedford is even an option at this point because the public schools have already accepted their offers. So I told mom, like, whatever help you need in finding a new school, like, let's do it. But I don't want you to get your hopes up about Bedford Academy.
Okay.
Ty rests her cheek against her hand and stares distantly ahead.
You look sad.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should go and check out Bishop Laughlin. It's a really great school.
Okay.
Words appear over a view of a train. With St. Joseph's closing, the sisters' scholarships are in jeopardy. At practice, girls warm up on the track. Ty sits nearby on the turf.
I wish you wouldn't worry about school. It's not nothing to worry about, all right?
I got you, all right?
Ty stares at the ground.
You take on too much for a little girl, so stop. Come on, get up and do what you gotta do.
Ty stands.
Can you get me up?
You have to help her.
You think I'm playing? Yeah, go do your drills.
Ty stands on the field.
She worries a lot, but that's just her personality. Things always work out for the best. We're just waiting to hear from Laughlin to see if they can squeeze them into the freshman class.
All the way through, all the way through. Good, good, good.
I mean, Laughlin is a good school, and it's an excellent track school. And they'll have a lot of opportunities there to run good times. So they'll survive, and they'll be okay.
Ty jumps hurdles.
Darn it, if I have to get a second job to pay that tuition, that's what I'll do.
Jean smiles and rubs her shoulder.
It's not completely out of the question.
We'll see.
She shakes her head.
Pray a little. Not free. No, it's a private school. It's a Catholic school. It's not free.
A cherry blossom tree blooms spring 2019. First qualification meet for the Nationals.
If you want to go to the Nationals, you got to believe in it today. That means you have to run your best times and jump your best jumps and do whatever you got to do to get in. I don't care if you're in the 100 or the 3,000 on the last straightaway. How's your face gonna look?
The Juness girls squint.
God give my girls strength and speed and let them run what they can really, really run. One, two, three.
The team breaks from the huddle. Brooke stretches in her pink and purple tracksuit. Later, she lines up against other runners on the track for the 3,000 meter.
On your mark.
The runners get set. Brooke and the runners take off in a sprint. Brooke crosses the finish line with a time of 11:23. The qualifying time is 11:47. She grimaces, breathless.
Brooke has run much better.
Now Ty jogs down a path, stretching her legs. Later, she stands alone, rubbing her hands together.
Are you nervous now?
She shakes her head.
You want to go to the Nationals?
She shrugs her shoulders.
You know, she's got the teenage blues.
Later, in a meet, Ty and Rain stand on a track in their pink and purple uniforms alongside other runners for the 800 meter. Ty and Rain take off with the other runners. Ty holds the lead alongside a runner in a blue uniform.
Run a bad stretch!
Well, she can run. She just ain't gonna let her go, just like that.
Jean cups her hands around her mouth. The runners sprint around a curve.
Come on!
Runners begin to race ahead of Ty.
Come on, you can't wait till the last lap.
Come on, Joy, you can do it. Good.
Rain and a runner in black take the lead as Ty falls to the middle of the pack. Tanya watches nervously, shades over her eye.
A winner, Ty!
You know who's gonna come off that relay?
Ty's gonna come off.
She can't run like that at the Nationals. Get eaten up.
As the runners close on the finish, the qualifying time of 2:25 appears.
She's probably gonna get booted from that relay, and Rain will take her place at the Nationals.
Rain finishes at 2:24.68 while Ty doesn't qualify.
That was bad.
Later.
You're down as the alternate now. Because, you know, that won't fly at the Nationals. So we still got time. We're still in the running.
Ty walks away from the track dejectedly.
Running is what saves them. Running is what keeps them focused and keeps them listening and keeps them with a goal, you know? Because everybody needs a goal, especially teenage girls.
Ty sifts through shoes piled on a shelf in her closet.
I'm not a regular kid. I actually have big opportunities that I could take. And I don't really want to take them.
She does a word search on her bed.
I like track, I really do. But I didn't want to run track with this lots of pressure.
A lamp in her window shines down on her.
But I have a chance to get a full ride for college if I continue track.
Now Ty sits in the front seat of a car while Jean drives.
Ty and I have a good relationship. She's been begging me for several months to allow her to stay at the house and train. And it gives them parents a break. Everybody needs a break from a teenage girl.
A house in Long Island.
Yes, Ty, especially.
That's not standing. That's laying. Stand up. Come on, let me see.
She's got a lot of personality. It can't be contained in a small apartment.
Ty and a teammate, Kayla, plant flowers.
I really love Christine. She raised me in a different way than my mom could.
Coney Island, New York.
How can I explain it? She makes me feel special. She taught me even the little obstacles can affect your future.
I want this experience to mean something so I can prove that all this was not for nothing. I'm capable of running really, really fast times.
Ty and her teammates train on the beach, skipping and running in the sand.
When I was growing up, my grandmother took in foster children. There were always children in her home that she raised. And that's what we were used to. You take care of children. That was ingrained in us. So in some small way, I try to do that through the track team. Take care of kids who have parents, but they need some extra person in their lives. I've lost some really talented girls to the street, and it's always sad for me, but I finally had to say to myself, any one girl that I am able to help is a victory.
Words appear. Ty has one final chance to qualify for the National Junior Olympics in the 800 meter.
Stay here and just keep doing your drills. Stay loose. But you know where it's all at, right?
Right here.
Right there, yeah.
Still nervous.
Don't even focus on the first quarter, because you know how you go out all hard. You got to go fast, but relax. Focus on the back stretch. Do you ever see Maya in that Nike commercial where she says, I can do this? That's what you got to be saying to yourself. Just say, I can do this, and I'll be there screaming, okay? And you just keep thinking. What are you going to think?
I can do this.
I can do this, because you can. You can. You believe it? Mm-hmm. You got to believe it. Don't matter if I believe it, because I'm not going to be out there catching Greg. Do all the drills you can.
Ty nods.
Okay.
Thanks, Jeannie.
You're welcome.
Ty stretches outside a building wearing her pink and purple tracksuit later at the meet.
13, 14, 800. Good luck to all of you. And you're going to walk down in a straight line. You're going to follow number two.
Ty suits up in her cleats and then stands in a line with the other runners on the track, standard to qualify 2:25.
On your mark!
The runners get set. Ty bolts forward. As she rounds a curve, she holds the lead with another teammate in pink and purple. Jean watches from the stands.
This is good! You can do it!
The runners come around another bend.
Run the
Ty and her teammate near the finish line far ahead of the other runners. Ty crosses the line with a qualifying time of 2:24.12. Ty and her teammate catch their breaths.
Okay.
Jean grins.
Yeah, she's won her third and final race.
She leans against a fence. At home, a woman styles Ty's black hair, straightening it.
I wish I could see you tomorrow.
I'll take lots of pictures.
You need stuff?
Like earrings?
Yeah, jewelry.
Nah, we don't really have earrings because we always lose them.
It's prom, girl. You gotta get dressed a little bit. This is a special moment. Not everyone gets to go. Because not everybody's graduating. I didn't have a prom.
Really?
In eighth grade?
High school prom?
No, prom I didn't go to.
I want to go to my prom with you, Miss Diane, but I already have a date.
Who's your date?
Joshua.
Who's Joshua?
Ty stares wide-eyed at Miss Diane. Posters on the wall read, I slay, I woke up like this, flawless, and what would Beyonce do? Rain applies lip gloss and eyeshadow with a focused look.
I've always wondered why people rode roller coasters. Why the feeling of throwing up brought about some type of excitement that they didn't receive on a regular day. When did feeling sick become equivalent to thrill? When did nausea become the new exhale? I've always wondered why people rode roller coasters. And I remember when I did.
Rain struts across the sidewalk in heels and a black and purple two-piece gown. Inside the school, she poses with Ty and friends for pictures. In the dance, Ty looks out from an upper story at the prom-goers. She wears a two-piece dress as well, with a blue top and a floral skirt. Students dance. Under blue-tinted lights, Ty grabs Joshua's hand and pulls him to the dance floor. She dances excitedly with Rain and friends.
It's the feeling of your nerves sitting on the front edge of their seats, front row, eyes open, tears coming from thrill of sight, moving as fast as light, laughing for no reason, screaming for everything you shouldn't have said in that fight. Roller coasters, it's like meeting God with a kite in your left hand, strings still twisted around your forefinger, right hand still gripping the safety rail. There's this moment when you feel like you're in an ocean of your butterflies. This is the moment when you can free and let your arms fly.
At practice, a group of young girls break into a sprint. Older girls sprint after them, laughing. Later, Ty films herself in a mirror in a blue graduation gown. She claps during the ceremony as a student gives a speech. Later, Rain walks across the stage. Rain points to her diploma, beaming. Ty takes her diploma with a nervous smile as Jean claps in the crowd.
Coach Jean, I graduated!
How does it feel to beat the wind? You're at the zenith. There are nothing but tears, freedom, and fear in your right hand now.
After the ceremony, Ty embraces Tanya. Now.
Time to drown in your own thrill. Riding a roller coaster is like losing your breath and finding it in your will.
Ty poses for a picture with Joshua in their blue gowns. Rain and Ty take pictures together and with Tanya and Brooke.
It's surreal. It's the thing that you grab and hold on to for a while.
Now the words summer 2019 appear over a sunny view of a packed stadium. National Junior Olympic Games, Greensboro, North Carolina. Ty and her teammates warm up in the field in the middle of the track. They skip and jog to a white tent. An aerial view shows a line of runners jogging across the field. Later, Brooke sits on the ground tying her cleats.
Brookie, did you see how you were ranked for the 3,000? Yeah, 10th is a good spot. You just have to move up two spots, see? But that's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to go out there to win, right?
Brooke nods.
How do I want to see your face at the end?
She grins.
Exactly. I want to see you digging at the end.
Brooke stretches on the ground as runners walk around her.
When I first ran, it made me feel happy and it made me feel like something.
She skips in front of the white tent.
Now I feel as if I have something to do with my life. I have something to work on. I have a goal.
Brooke gets set on the track. Brooke and the runners take off in the 3,000 meter. Jean watches his opponents take the lead.
Come on, Brookie. Come on! Wind sprint, Brookie, wind sprint!
stand together in the stands.
Come on, Brooke. Come on, hold on. Hold on.
In slow motion, Brooke's stride widens and she takes over the runner in front of her.
Brooke Summer to third.
She grimaces as she finishes, struggling to catch her breath.
11-12. Yes. I can't believe she got third. Oh my God.
On a podium.
In third place from Brooklyn, New York, Brooke Shepherd.
A woman places a medal around the beaming Brooke's neck. Brooke and the other runners on the podiums hold hands.
Thank you, ladies.
Later, Ty lifts Brooke in a hug. The sisters embrace. Meanwhile, Rain stretches her calf against a tent pole on the field.
Rain has a tough task ahead of her today in the 1500. I'm hopeful, and I'm nervous.
Now I'm gonna be in the second.
When Rain comes to a track meet, she's here to race, and that's the difference. Not just run, she's here to race.
Every day has something to do with the next day. You can't slack off one day and expect everything you dream for. You gotta work for your dreams. They just don't come because you say, oh, please come.
On your marks.
Rain gets set with the other runners. The runners sprint down the track.
Rain, let's go! Move on, Rain! Move on! Move on! Move on!
Two runners lead Rain.
Come on, Rain, go!
Rain sprints around a curve, still behind the two runners. The rest of the runners are well behind her.
Come on, Rainy!
She sprints in slow motion, stretching her strides.
Close, Rain!
Close!
Rain finishes in third. In the stands, Jean smiles proudly and claps.
Great race. I can't be mad at her.
A girl approaches Rain.
She did everything she could. She did everything she could.
Rain grimaces as she catches her breath on the podium.
In third place from Naperville, Illinois.
No, no, no.
From Brooklyn, New York.
Yes.
With a time of 4:49:32.
Yes, Rain.
Rain gives a small smile with her medal.
I'm proud of you, though.
Proud of myself, too.
You got one more. Okay?
Oh, yeah. I know everyone else talks about how their track team is a family, but my track team is like an actual family. And family is everything because it pushes me to be a better person.
Rain poses with Jean for a picture. Later, Ty stands on the track, biting her fingernail.
When I'm about to start my race, I'm still very, very nervous. I'll like look to the coaches maybe because I know that if I see somebody that I know supports me, I'll be okay.
800 meter semifinals.
On
Ty and the other runners get set. Ty sprints off in her lane on the track.
Off the turn!
Jean looks down from the stands.
Come off the turn! Hard, Ty!
As the runners converge in the inner lane, Ty falls into second place.
Go with her, go with her.
Swing! Swing! She's right there! Swing, Ty! Swing!
The runners close on the finish line.
Hard, Ty!
Ty falls to third place and finishes with a time of 2:25:29. The words "failed to qualify" appear over her time. The BB&T Stadium board displays the results of the heat. Ty raises her hands over her head, breathless.
She was tired. She was never relaxed.
I kind of just want to go home right now. So this year is not really good year, like my other years. But tomorrow, I just hope I do good. I'm gonna stick to the strategy that I have for the 800, but this time do better, because this is for the team. I'm gonna do good.
She wipes a finger across her cheek. The Junis runners step onto the field again, final day of competition.
Listen to me carefully. We came here to win. Even if you're in second, don't panic. Just go smooth until you catch up. But catch up. Because there's always somebody coming behind you.
Ty bites her fingernail again as she stands under the white tent with Rain, her teammates, and other runners.
Oh, I'm nervous. It's a relay. There's some good competition in this.
Jean looks out over the track in a pink Junis shirt.
Track and field is not a team sport. Even though you're on a team, when you get on the track, you get on by yourself and you have to do the work.
Rain stretches her arms.
You have to get beyond the hurdles that are put before you.
The runners stride to the track.
So it makes you strong in spirit, and that will get them far in life.
Runners get set for the 4x800 meter relay finals.
On your marks.
The runners take off. A tall girl in a Junis uniform runs the first leg carrying the baton. The tall Junis runner approaches her teammate. The tall runner passes off the baton and her teammate takes off on the second leg. Ty waits for the third leg. She starts forward as her teammate sprints toward her and takes the baton from her teammate. Ty sprints around the track with the baton in hand. Teammates cheer for her in the stands. On the track, Rain waits for the fourth leg, waving Ty on. Ty passes the baton off to her sister. Rain takes off for the fourth leg, wearing a focused look. The cameraman points his camera at Rain as she closes on the finish line. Rain finishes first with a time of 9:23:23. The other runners finish in a pack behind her. On the field, Ty wraps an arm around her sister. Gold medals dangle in the air. Ty and Rain stand on the center podium with their teammates.
Our gold medal winners with a time of 9:39:06, Junis Track Club.
Jean beams with joy as a woman hands medals to the girls.
They've accomplished so much. They're such tremendous athletes. They don't even realize it yet. It's going to be a long time before they even process everything that's happening.
Tanya snaps a picture.
You just have to hold your breath and pray that they stay on the right track.
Later, at home.
Today is September 3rd, 2019. Today's an important day.
Ty combs her hair.
Because it's the day before school. And today is when you have to get your hair done. And most importantly, get mentally prepared to say goodbye to having fun. I'm just nervous. I hope that the kids are nice at school. Because I'm going to a private school. I don't know. I'm not really rich either. Maybe I don't look cool enough.
She fixes her hair before the mirror.
Today, I'm very nervous. Because I don't really want to go to high school. I mean, I'd like to go back to middle school. Not only because, like, mostly because...
She licks her lips.
I don't really like change all that much. Change is different, and I don't know how I would react to change.
She sticks the comb in her hair, downcast. Now she films Rain on a camcorder.
So, Rain.
She smiles.
It's the day before school.
Oh, no, duh.
How are you feeling?
Great. Just like any other day.
Not nervous?
Nope.
Rain doesn't look up.
What are you looking forward to for the school year?
I'm looking forward to peace and love. Okay. Will that be all?
Rain strides past Ty. Later, Ty holds a phone to her ear.
Tell your mother to take a picture of you and Rain in your uniform. I need a picture in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I can see you.
Ty smiles.
Yeah, let's keep up the good work, because I just want you to remember, when you're in school, before you say something, do something, just think to yourself, would I do this if Jean was standing next to me? Would I say this if Jean was standing next to me?
No.
So just say that to yourself, and then you'll be fine.
I will.
The time on the stove clock reads 6:15. A khaki skirt and blue shirt hang neatly on a dresser. Tanya strides into the girls' room and nudges Ty on the top bunk. She bends to the bottom bunk.
Going through what they went through, like losing their home, their bedroom, having to live in a shelter, then all of a sudden
becoming these, like, track stars.
Tanya walks along a sidewalk in the dark.
I think this whole thing just made them more aware of life.
She descends a staircase in the metro station and rides a crowded subway.
They're wonderful. And they're still lovable and loving.
At home, the girls get dressed.
They're like just beautiful young ladies. Little women. I would describe Ty, Rain, and Brooke as little women.
Rain applies lip gloss as Brooke styles her edges.
They always had that talent deep inside of them. But they needed someone to show them how to use that talent. And that's what I'm there for.
Brooke embraces Rain outside school.
As long as they find something that they love and they work hard at, that's all I can ask. And now this is the age of the women, so they're really powerful women, and that will take them far.
Rain and Ty step up to the grand front doors of the school and enter together.
In your time of need, just know you're not alone, because there's always someone there to help you. Family, friends, people you don't know. They'll help you along the way. Then you also have to remember that you have to work hard yourself, because this is going to be your future and you should make it your own. So then, I think you'll have a pretty good life.
The view glides up the building face and over the school, an aerial view of the city. With the help of Coach Gene, the girls' scholarship was transferred to Bishop Laughlin High School. Ty was in the top two in her freshman class and joined the school choir. Rain continues to train hard in pursuit of her Olympic dream. Brooke still aspires to become a world-famous artist. Tanya is paying her own rent and continues to support the girls in all of their dreams. The Junis Track Club continues to build self-esteem in young girls. Fade to black. Words appear on a pink background in loving memory of Kamau Ibrahim, Taff Chandler, and Joris Vanderbilt. Special thanks to Junis Track Club. Credits appear featuring Ty Shepard, Rain Shepard, Brooke Shepard, Tanya Handy, Jean E. Bell, Karell Lancaster Williams. Written and directed by Corinne Vanderborch, Tone Grotor Glenn, Executive Producer Sam Pollard. Produced by Anita Rehoff Larson, Tone Grotor Glenn, Executive Music Producer Mark Batson. Director of Photography Derek Howard, Corinne Vanderborch, edited by Sloan Clevin, ACE, Andrew Doga, additional editor Cherie Dillon. Story consultant Shola Lynch. Line producers Pandora Zolotour, Jamika Autry. More credits appear.
Anybody see the dream? Anybody see the dream? Going home.
Funding in part provided by Norwegian Film Institute, Creative Europe Media Program of the European Union, Fred Ort Foundation. Copyright 2021 Netflix Worldwide Entertainment LLC, all rights reserved. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. This production has been described by Post Haste Digital, voiced by Darren Polish.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.